I'm Alexander Hefner, your host on The Open Mind. You're listening to our podcast edition of the program. I'm delighted to welcome Steve Olson, who founded Ballotrax to enable citizens across this country to track their delivery of absentee and mail ballots this election cycle. Welcome, Steve.
Thank you. Pleasure to be on.
Steve, let me ask you, how does your service work?
We actually track mail ballots through the postal system and also add voter registration data points. So we're able to send notifications to voters via email, text, or voice alerts to let them know the status of their ballot at each stage of that ballot life cycle.
And what states are you operating in right now?
We are in 14 states currently. We have state contracts with Colorado, California, Nevada, Georgia, and one other that I can't think of. And then we're in various counties in lots of other states, including Michigan, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Oregon, Arizona, and a few others.
Now, some states and municipalities are performing the service that you are themselves, correct?
Sort of. There's a lot of states and municipalities that have a voter lookup tool where a voter can log in to the Secretary of State's website or a county website and look up the status of their ballot. It's not generally including postal tracking. So those sites are using the voter registration information that's provided from the county to tell the voter that their ballot has been mailed or that it's been received back for counting or it's been accepted for counting. Our system completes the life cycle by tracking the ballots also through the postal stream and then also alerting voters to situations where they may have a rejected ballot or if they voted in person or if they used a drop box, our system will still let the voter know that their ballot has been accepted for counting. We can also send reminders to the voters that those other systems can't do to let them know you have 10 days to drop your ballot, you have 7 days, or maybe it's too late to mail your ballot. You need to take it to a vote center or to the election office.
What is ultimately going to ensure confidence in these mail and absentee ballots? It seems like your service is intended to perform the ultimate level of assurance that votes did indeed count.
Yeah, it's about peace of mind, especially in this election when there's a lot of people that are going to be new to vote by mail. They've never done it before, so they inherently don't necessarily understand how it works or trust that it works. Our system adds that layer of confidence and trust to the system because they're able to see the ballot all the way through the process. The other additional benefit is, though, for the county administrators and the election officials, they're able to track all of the ballots within their system, regardless of whether a voter has opted in for alerts from our system. They get to see all of the ballot statuses and able to hopefully help them provide that visibility provides a way for them to make the election more accountable and also more efficient.
In what swing states or battlegrounds are you operating?
Florida, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Colorado, Michigan.
And in those states, would any voter in any county have access to track through your system?
Yes. Yes. We have about 7 or 8 counties in Florida that are using our system. Like I said, we just added a couple in Pennsylvania in the last few days. Most of those systems are going to only be able to use the voter registration data for the tracking because the ballot envelopes have been printed a long time ago, and in order to do postal tracking, they require an intelligent barcode on those envelopes, and it's too late to get that type of tracking set up.
So was this rather a makeshift a makeshift plan that is going to be tested in some states, or is your hope that in these next weeks you're going to be able to find more collaborators in additional states?
I'd say both. There are a lot of states, again, that are kind of new to vote by mail, or at least at the level that they're going to be doing it this year. So they're trying to just make sure that they create the best voter experience that they can. So a lot of them are still trying to get onboarded, and we're trying to help them as best we can to get that accomplished. But our system's been around since 2009, so this is not new technology. We've been doing it a long time. We've done hundreds and hundreds of elections. We've tracked millions of ballots and processed billions of records for voters.
Do you think that your system will allow not just for folks to have peace of mind, but for the process to not be delegitimized, and specifically votes that are counted by mail by states in the on election day and the days leading to election day and the days following election day, do you think that your service can play a role in protecting the integrity and ensuring that people are aware that this is being done in a legitimate and honest and safe way?
I believe so. Vote by mail is not new either. I mean, obviously the state of Oregon has been doing it for over 20 years. So has Washington. Colorado's been doing it for close to 10 years now. It works well. Voters are able to study the ballot, become a more informed electorate. They can actually take the time to understand what all the referendums and initiatives that might be on their ballot. So I believe that they're going to learn that vote by mail is actually a more legitimate way to vote, because it gives them time to actually figure out who they're voting for, why they're voting for that person, and not just go into a polling place and check boxes because they're there. I think a lot of the disinformation that's floating around right now about vote by mail is really unfortunate. If we can get the voters educated that this is a system that works and has been proven to work, there's very, very little fraud. In fact, our system helps even eliminate that fraud, because ballot harvesting is nearly impossible if someone is tracking their ballot, because they know when a ballot should be in their mailbox and when that should be returned to the election office, because they can see that process all the way through its life cycle.
Are you afraid, though, Steve, that there will be an effort to delegitimize mail votes beyond what we've already seen?
I don't know. I suppose there will be an effort, but I think it's a really more about, again, the voter education issue. In a lot of states, the vote by mail votes are the first ones to be counted, because there's people already voting, obviously. Today, there's people voting. So if those votes are collected at the election offices, they're able to start counting those votes right away. They're not the last votes to be counted like people think they are in most places. Some cases that's true, where the vote by mail ballots can't be opened until election day, and those kind of slows the process in terms of the reporting. But there's no reason that a vote by mail ballot or an in-person ballot should be treated any differently in terms of the voter's perception or the ability to make sure that a person's vote counts.
Yet we can't ignore, Steve, that the president has already made allusion to the idea that when those votes are counted in the days following the election, that those are not as legitimate, that he may try to discount those votes, and he may try to ask the courts to discount those votes. That is just the reality we're living with, and anyone who refuses to accept that could be a scenario is not accepting, I think, the true threat that Donald Trump poses to democracy. And he's made it plain and clear that is his intention, because, you know, he's afraid of a full result of every vote being counted. I mean, that must worry you, given that your software, your technology, your business is, you know, directly connected to mail and absentee balloting. And do you have a plan, just being someone who is so aware of the effectiveness and security of this method of voting, in the event that there are attempts to discount mail ballots that are counted after November 3rd, would you or any of your peer organizations stand up and defend those voters and their right?
Well, sure, we will defend our system for sure. But there's no evidence to the fact, to point to the fact that one party or the other prefers vote by mail. In fact, in the past, in a lot of states like Utah, most of the vote by mail voters were older Republican voters. So there isn't any evidence to the fact that one party or the other is going to benefit more than the other. The issue with votes not being counted is going to be about that particular state's rules regarding vote by mail. They have to be postmarked by election day, or they have to be received by election day. The rules vary in every state. So if a voter doesn't do the work to understand how vote by mail works and sign the ballot properly and get it returned the way they should in a proper order, then those are the votes that are potentially going to be compromised. There's no reason for a voter to wait to the last minute, but if they do, our system can tell them where they should take their ballot to drop it off, and don't put it back in the postal stream and risk that ballot doesn't get counted. It's really about voter education at this point. Most ballots that get rejected are because they were mailed after the deadline. So that's no different than missing election day and forgetting to go to vote on Tuesday and showing up on Wednesday. It's no different than that. They have to play by the rules, both parties. And if that happens, then there shouldn't be any problem with legitimizing this election.
That may be true, Steve. But what the president is referring to is the idea that he would trample on procedure that is existing in individual states. I mean, this is going to be litigated every day until election day. And at the point that the litigation is complete, in the sense that the court has decided about individual states and their procedures, you know, each state's procedure is going to have to be respected. So the point or scenario that I'm driving at is that, you know, the court's rule and state procedures vary, but, you know, ultimately there is guidance about what will or will not be counted. And then there is an attempt by Trump or Democrats to protest the, you know, the normal and state mandated process. And we don't know yet whether or not the president or others will attempt to go into those states and try to stop counting votes, even if in the case of Wisconsin, you know, they have already ruled that Wisconsin can continue to receive and count votes beyond election day. So there is the possibility that federal judiciary or that federal office holders will try to trample on the state's rights to count in the way that has been approved in those states.
Yeah, fair enough. Our system won't be able to stop that issue if it happens and if they proceed down that path. But it's naive to think that on election night, the election is certified and over. It's never happened that way in the history of our country.
Right.
There's exactly. Always been a lag period of several weeks before an election is completely certified. That's no different than this time. It'll be more acute, and it'll be hypersensitivity to it, but it's not really any different whether they vote by mail or they vote in person. It's about how long those state laws give those election officials to count those votes.
Right.
In California, I know they just increased that 17 days, and just for that very reason, because they're expecting so many more vote by mail ballots than they're used to handling. My concern is that in a lot of counties who aren't used to vote by mail, they're going to be swamped by this, and they're going to have a difficult time processing those ballots, as opposed to, you know, election night tabulators running through their poll places, counting the votes for them. So there's a lot more work involved at the local election office for vote by mail. Luckily, it's spread out for several weeks prior to the election, but if they get swamped and overwhelmed, they're not going to be able to process those ballots very quickly, and they're going to need that extra time to do so. In those cases, we also won't receive the data that their ballot has been processed, so we're not going to be able to alert the voter that their ballot has been accepted in a timely way, and that could create a little bit of concern by the voter that if they don't get a message right away.
Well, I think you said it so perfectly, which is that this election process is always that. It's never an overnight declaration. And there is an attempt to change the narrative so that election day is a static day and the results that come in that day are the results. But states aren't able to project necessarily or call the results until days later. And that's historically the case. But let me ask you, are you confident, based on your partnerships, that the states with which you work, the ones that you named, are doing the necessary legwork to be able to track and count in an efficient manner so they are not swamped? You know, just speaking of the network in which your service is being utilized.
Sure. Yeah, I believe so. And again, in a lot of the states and counties that we're working with, their voters are sending in their ballots right now. So when they're able to, and I don't know off the top of my head which states can start processing the ballots right away, but when they're able to do that, they can actually get ahead of the system and actually have more votes counted on by election day than in a normal election scenario. But there are some states that won't allow those ballots to be opened until election day and start that processing. In those states, there is obviously hope on by our part and everyone else that they are ready for that wave of mail ballots and the man hours and the people that it's going to take to get those ballots processed and back into the tabulation system. And then again, our system will have to wait and for that to happen. We're not going to be able to send alerts to those voters until that process occurs.
What can voters listening to our podcast do to sign up online? You said that there's a back end in which the state can see the certification, but if a voter is listening and wants to ensure that they can track it, what can they do prior to requesting a ballot, if they haven't yet requested a ballot, to ensure that it's linked with your tracking system?
It'll automatically be linked. They don't have to do anything. I would suggest that voters, once they request their absentee ballot, to wait a few days and give the election officials time to process that request and then sign up for our system. That'll create a better timing flow between our system and theirs so that those alerts will come as soon as that data is available. And then during that once they're signed up, they don't have to do anything else really ever again if they're a no excuse state, where they can have ballot tracking available to them for every election moving forward. They don't have to opt in again every election. It'll just automatically happen if that state continues to be one of our customers.
Steve, what states are you most concerned by, just being an expert in this arena, that will not have this kind of technology in place and that, you know, may or may not count the ballots in advance, but will get flooded and can lead to the situation that you describe? You said you don't know offhand all the states that are not allowed to count until election day or even that evening. But are there states that you are more concerned about and you wish that they would partner with you to try to make more efficient and transparent the process?
Not specifically, but obviously there are a lot of states where vote by mail isn't very widely used. Even in North Carolina, which is a new customer of ours, I think they reported they had about 66,000 vote by mail applicants in the previous election, and now they're going to have over 800,000, potentially a million. So that's a big change from one election to the next. And so it changes a lot of processes within the election offices and the election personnel on how to process and push those ballots through. So there's obviously concern in a lot of states, I'm sure, where vote by mail is not a common practice and something that is new, not only to the voter, but also to those election offices. They're just not used to shifting their resources to this big of a change.
How does your technology work specifically compared to other tracking systems that people might be familiar with when they order something on Amazon? What is the specific technology and how is it being employed?
It's pretty similar to retail tracking systems, except that we're actually pulling data from different points. We actually get data from the printer when the ballot is created, and a voter ID is connected to those two ballot envelopes. And so there's an intelligent barcode that's placed on both the outbound and the inbound envelope in the optimal case, in the happiest path. And those barcodes get scanned at various touch points through the mail process. And then we also integrate with the voter registration data that comes directly from the county or the state. And then we're able to then send messages to voters, even in different subsets of ballot statuses. For example, if a lot of ballots we can see in the system are still in the outbound state, meaning the voters received the ballot, but they haven't acted on it, we can actually go into our system and remind just those voters that they need to act on that ballot and they have a certain number of days in order to respond. So that's basically how the system works. And then once the ballots are received back at the election office and processed for counting, they update their data several times a day during the election, during the heat of the election days. And so our system then can notify those voters almost in real time as to the status of their particular ballot. So it's very specific to that voter in terms of where their ballot is in the system.
And based on what you're saying, you're working with Republican secretaries of state and Democratic secretaries of state, and your service is, you know, acknowledged as reliable and safe from members of both parties, which is just, again, leading me to ask you, what can we do, not just through your company, but as citizens to ensure that these votes are not just counted, but legitimized in what I anticipate, and you seem a little bit less sure of this, but what I anticipate to be a campaign to discount these votes?
Yeah, I think that our system is a cherry on top in a lot of ways to help legitimize. The vote by mail process itself works fine. There's nothing wrong with it. But again, a lot of voters aren't used to it, and therefore they believe some of the disinformation out there about it. But one thing that I like to emphasize is our system never actually touches the ballot. We never see the ballot. We never touch the ballot. All we're doing is tracking the envelopes, basically, that the ballot rides in. And that's true also for the election office. The procedures that they go through to keep those votes secret are still intact, regardless of whether you vote in person or not. So those ballots show up, the envelope and the signature are verified, and then that ballot is deemed to be countable, and then they move into another process where the ballot is actually separated from all of those those codes and tracking information that could that verify whose vote that is before it's ever seen. So nobody can see who's voted for whom until it's been separated, and no one knows whose ballot that actually is. So the anonymity is intact through vote by mail, and that is one of the things that voters, again, that haven't done this before, don't quite understand. And I think voter education today is more and more important than it's ever been for people voting by mail for the first time. They're going to hear the misinformation, the disinformation. Some of them are going to believe it, some of them aren't. But regardless of that, if they follow the instructions on the envelope and sign the thing properly and mail it early if they can, their vote will be counted and there should be no issue with that particular ballot.
Any specific guidance in the post-election period where you and other people who are involved in, again, you're not reading ballots and you're not interfacing directly with election offices, but you are a pipeline to safely distribute these votes. And I just wonder, as a final question, is there any specific guidance you would give folks if in the aftermath of their election in their state, there are concerns about the integrity of the mail balloting and whether in fact they're going to be counted? And what would you suggest to them if at that stage of the election there is any uncertainty about whether votes that you indicated were, you know, acknowledged and correctly assigned or whatever the procedure is, if there's some concern that legitimate votes are not being counted, that you help track?
I my only suggestion would be to be patient. Again, the election offices have had to quickly adapt and change a lot of their processes. They're not going to be perfect, and they're not going to be potentially as timely as we would all like them to be. It's new to a lot of people, including those folks. So give them time to get these ballots processed, give them time to upload their data, give us time to alert those voters as to that status of that ballot, that it has been accepted, and then trust the system. I mean, I know it's difficult because it's new to a lot of people and new to a lot of states, but this is proven process. Our technology has been around for 11 years, and the vote by mail process has been around a lot longer than that. Military voters and overseas citizens have been voting by mail for many, many years, decades. So this isn't new, even though it may be new to you as a first time vote by mail voter. Trust the system and be patient.
Steve Olson, thanks so much for your insight today.
Thank you for your time, and get out there and vote.